Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here's your host, Frank DiMeo.
Episode. We're going to be addressing some common questions for starting off in the IT field. We're going to discuss what job to start with, the essential skills needed to break into the industry, the recommended career paths for some of those entry-level positions, and how to progress your career once you landed your first job. So let's dive in. One of the first questions many aspiring IT professionals have is, what job should I start off with when trying to break into the IT field? It's a pretty standard one. A lot of folks want to get into the IT field, but they're not sure how to do that because sometimes they don't have any experience or any formal experience. The industry offers a wide range of opportunities, so it can be challenging to figure out which one you want to start off with. A common starting point is an entry-level position such as a help desk technician. I always tell folks, if you don't have any experience, try to get into the help desk. Try to get into some type of help desk position, an IT support specialist, or a junior network administrator of some kind, because these roles will provide you with a solid foundation and it allows you to gain some practical experience and exposure to different aspects of IT without having a lot of experience and skills in those areas. Frank DiMeo here, host of the IT Job Coach Podcast. I just wanted to take a second to tell you about my most popular free course, the IT Job Interview Masterclass. Just head over to itjobcoach.com/interview and you can get immediate and unlimited access to this free training course right now. In the IT Job Interview Masterclass, you're going to gain a comprehensive understanding of the interview process, develop a personalized interview strategy, and gain the confidence needed to impress even the toughest interviewers. If you're like a lot of other people out there and have anxiety about job interviews, this course is for you. The only way to make success happen for you is to take action and get started. I'm so grateful that you listen to this podcast, so let me help you secure your dream job. Head over to itjobcoach.com/interview. That's itjobcoach.com/interview. Go to itjobcoach.com/interview and start your preparation today. Can't wait to see you there. One of the things I also tell new folks for IT jobs is to get some type of certifications. Now, I have a whole show about certifications and that kind of thing. I'm only going to talk about my top five entry-level certifications in this episode. So the first one, CompTIA A+. The A+ certification is widely recognized as a starting point for many IT careers, and it covers fundamentals of computer hardware, software, networking, and cybersecurity, and it provides a strong foundation and demonstrates competency in essential IT skills. The next one is a certified network associate, or to be more specific, a Cisco certified network associate, or you may heard folks call it a CCNA. The CCNA certification is very valued in the networking field. And what it can do is it can show your skills in network installation, configuration, and troubleshooting, and with a focus on Cisco technologies, because Cisco is a very highly adopted technology or brand out there. So it demonstrates your ability to work with networking equipment and protocols commonly used in the industry, and specifically in this case in the Cisco equipment area. Next one is Microsoft certifications. Microsoft certifications are very good. There's a ton of different Microsoft certifications. One in particular is Azure Fundamentals, right? That takes into account cloud computing, and cloud computing is increasingly important to the IT industry. And Microsoft Azure Fundamentals certification is a great way to showcase your understanding of the cloud concepts and the Azure platform. With the growing adoption of cloud services, having this certification can make you an attractive candidate for organizations, especially if they're leveraging Azure. But knowing those cloud concepts are very important as well.
What else you got?
The next one is a CISSP, or Certified Information System Security Professional. Security, critical aspect of all IT. I don't think anyone can disagree with that. And this certification is highly regarded in the field of cybersecurity, and it covers a wide range of security topics, which include risk management, cryptography, access control, and security architecture. And holding one of these certifications just demonstrates your expertise in protecting organizations from security threats. And my last one on my top five list to break into the IT field is an ITIL Foundations certification. So ITIL stands for Information Technology Infrastructure Library. The acronym is ITIL. And ITIL is a widely adopted framework in IT service management. So basically how you're managing your IT in an organization, how you're managing those IT services in an organization. And the ITIL Foundation certification introduces core concepts and best practices for delivering those IT services effectively. And this certification can showcase your understanding of IT service management, ITSM, processes, and can be valuable for roles involving IT operations and service delivery. I always recommend looking into ITIL, at least learning what ITIL is, because it can really give you a really good concept of how we deliver services in the IT industry. Now let's talk about some of the skills needed to get into the IT field. Technical proficiency is very important, and it's recommended to have a solid understanding of multiple technologies such as computer hardware, operating systems, networking fundamentals, troubleshooting techniques. Troubleshooting techniques is very important, something you're going to need in your entire career, especially if you're in IT. Additionally, soft skills like communication, problem solving, critical thinking, highly valued in the industry. Being able to effectively communicate to clients and also colleagues, and approach challenges with a logical mindset can really help you in your career. And it's going to set you apart. If you're able to demonstrate that and do those things, it's going to set you apart from others. As you start in an entry-level IT position, it's essential to consider the career path you want to focus on. While gaining experience and expanding your skill set, you can choose to specialize in areas like network administration, cybersecurity, system administration, database management. That's what's great about the IT field. You know, you can start off in an entry-level position, and then you can look to focus your skills in certain areas of IT. And what's cool about it is there's tons of different areas. So take a look at your interests, research different paths and things you might be interested in, determine what aligns best with your long-term goals and what you're passionate about in the IT field.
What else you got?
Here are my thoughts on career progression when starting off in a help desk role. After you gain experience in a help desk role, there are several career paths you can consider in order to further your professional growth. The direction you choose may depend on your interests, strengths, and long-term goals, which is what we talked about before, but let's explore some options associated to that. So one path is to move into a help desk support specialist role. And in this position, you're going to focus on providing more advanced technical support for end users. So this is kind of like the next step from that help desk position. It breaks you into troubleshooting more complex issues, managing hardware, and also managing software deployments as well. And the role allows you to really deepen your knowledge of computer systems and help you gain a hands-on experience with a wide range of technologies.
What else you got?
The next transition is you can make a transition into a network administrator or a network engineer role. And as a network administrator, you'll be responsible for managing and maintaining an organization's network infrastructure. And what is important when you're managing an organization's network infrastructure, obviously, is stability, security, and of course, performance. So this path offers opportunities to specialize in network architecture, configuration, troubleshooting, that kind of thing. If you have a keen interest in cybersecurity, consider roles such as a security analyst, a security operations center, or a SOC analyst, or even a cybersecurity incident responder. And these positions focus on identifying and mitigating security risks, monitoring network activity, and responding to cybersecurity incidents. With the growing importance of cybersecurity in today's digital landscape, this career path offers tons and tons of potential. For those interested in systems administration and infrastructure management, a systems administrator role might be a good fit. System administrators are responsible for maintaining, configuring, and optimizing computer systems, servers, and software applications within an organization. And this role allows you to really gain a deeper understanding of enterprise-level IT infrastructure, and you also will get the opportunity to work on complex projects.
What else you got?
The next one is project management. Project management is another career path worth considering. Transitioning into a project coordinator or a project manager role really allows you to leverage your technical knowledge while also developing your leadership and organizational skills. You'll oversee IT projects, collaborate with cross-functional teams, and really ensure projects are delivered on time and within budget. And project management can be a really great role, especially in the IT space. A great project manager is extremely valued to the organization. So progressing in your new career in IT requires a proactive approach and continuous learning. I mean, that's really in all careers. So once you've secured your first job in help desk or one of those entry-level positions, make a conscious effort to enhance your skills and knowledge, right? You have to grow, you have to learn more, you have to continue to build those skills. So seek opportunities to take on more responsibilities. You're going to want to participate in any training programs, relevant training programs that you can get your hands on. Pursue those certifications specific to your chosen career path. Now, we talked about some entry-level certifications, but there's tons of certifications in the IT space, and they can really help you progress your career and learn new and exciting things about IT. Also, networking with industry professionals, meaning like attending conferences, engaging in online communities, those things can also open doors to new opportunities. And also, it may lead to finding a mentor who can help you navigate these things even better. So how can you progress your career in IT? Here are a few key strategies. First, set clear goals and create a career development plan. I always recommend everyone in who works or who has a career has a career development plan. This will help you identify the skills and knowledge you need to acquire to advance to the next level. And it can involve obtaining higher level certifications, right? Gaining expertise in specialized areas, or even pursuing advanced degrees. Now, one thing I always tell the folks on my team, I'm like, you know, it's not a requirement to have a career development plan, but having a career development plan can and does allow you to not work 6 months and then look back on 6 months and say, what did I really do to progress my career? Because we all lose sight of that, right? We're down in the weeds, we're working day to day, we're trying to keep the systems up, we're trying to implement new systems, and we might look back and go, you know what, I never even had a minute to work on my own career development and progression to get me to the next position that I want. So always have a plan, look at your plan frequently, and execute on it. The second is to embrace continuous learning, and the IT field is constantly evolving, and staying up to date with latest technologies, trends, and best practices is crucial. So make sure you leverage online resources. There's tons of things out there. Take a look at LinkedIn Learning, right? That's even an option as well. There's a lot of really cool classes on there, and there's a ton of things like that online. So you just have to look it up, and you'll be able to find a lot of online resources to help you progress your skills. You're going to want to take advantage of training programs, and you're also going to want to explore professional development opportunities because you really want to try to stay ahead of the curve. The next one is to seek mentorship and guidance, right? Connect with experienced professionals in your career path and industry, right? If you're in one job but you want to get to another, start to talk to those other people in that job that you're looking for so you can help to get yourself to that spot as well. Because a mentor can really provide valuable insights, advice, and support as you navigate your way to those positions. It's so nice to talk to somebody who's already been there and done that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. Take their advice and work through a path similar, or they may have some best practices and say, you know what, this is what I did. This was not the right path for me. This is the other thing I did that actually really helped me out. And that will, it's like a cheat code for progressing your career. So don't hesitate to reach out to folks, ask them for guidance, build relationships with the folks that walk the path before you. Now, I do want to say, when you do reach out to folks, right, be respectful of their time. If they're going to spend time to help you, make sure that you respect them enough and that you take action to do and work on the things that they're helping you to do. Because if they are taking the time to help you and you just blow them off, you're going to burn a bridge there. And it's really not a good look for either for you at all. And it's kind of going to make that relationship probably not go anywhere in the future. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of networking, right? Attend industry events, join professional associations. As I mentioned before, engage in IT communities online. And networking can lead to job opportunities, collaborations, exposure to new ideas and perspectives within the field. So that wraps up today's episode on starting off in the IT field. Remember, the IT industry offers a wealth of opportunities, and with the right skills, focus, and dedication, you can forge a successful career. Stay motivated, keep learning, and embrace the journey ahead. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to the IT Job Coach podcast for more insights and guidance on IT careers. And don't forget to leave a review and share the podcast with your friends and fellow IT people. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Frank DeMayo. I'll catch you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.lossToBoss.com.